president has recently celebrated her 109th birthday, surrounded by family and friends. May Baker, born in Lismore in 1919, enjoyed prawn cocktails, lamb cutlets, and a sip of champagne at her Southport aged care home on Tuesday after receiving her 9th royal letter. The retired home economics teacher was credited by her sons as being calm-natured and strong-spirited. A petition posted by councillors Nicole Johnson and Trina Massey for a metro bus stop at Dutton Park Place Station has reached 68 signatures. The petition is a joint effort between the councillors of the Tennyson and Gabba Ward and cites that the loss of the 66 service due to the Metro 2 route has led to a significant service gap for nearby residents who now have to use limited routes. They suggest the Metro 2 route should stop at the Dutton Park station on its route to Yuhu Lakes in order to ensure residents of Fairfield, Annerley and Dutton Park have regular access to the university. The petition is available for e-signing on the council website, with it set to close on August 13th. In national news, the Victorian government has announced their plan to have gas hot water systems phased out by 2027. These reforms are part of the state's plan to cut emissions, reduce residential gas use, and redirect gas supply to industry. From 2027, all new homes are required to have only electrical appliances, with gas appliances being replaced with electric alternatives once they reach the end of their life. The reforms will also require all commercial buildings to be built as all-electric, excluding industrial and agricultural buildings. The government believes these changes will help the state avoid looming shortages from the Bass Strait.
The Western Australian government has said that the spread of the shot hole borer beetle is inevitable. The tiny invasive beetle has already had an impact on the WA ecology and tree line, as it has been the cause behind the felling of thousands of trees. It's feared that the same could happen to native forests soon. Last week, the WA government announced the plan to eradicate the beetle had been unsuccessful, and today has announced the shift of its strategy to management of the pest instead. And in international news, southern resident orcas, an endangered population of whales that swim off North America's Pacific Northwest, have been seen to apparently be massaging each other with seaweed tools. Researchers from the Center for Whale Research has said that it's the first recorded instance of a cetacean, think whales, dolphins, and porpoises, finding an object, modifying it, and then using it as a tool. The whale behavior is called kelping, where a whale takes water-laden kelp to massage itself or exfoliate. This is the first time where whales have been seen applying the technique collaboratively, where other whales would simply roll in the stuff. And for your weather today, Brisbane is warming up, likely from that subscriber an hour ago, and they're warm in a glow that has been freshly delivered to their door. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected max of 24. The fire danger is low. The UV index is predicted to reach the moderate band. That's all your news for today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and no longer Twitter. Head to 4zzz.org.au.
Awesome. Thank you for that, bringing us all up to date. Now, look, I've been trying to focus on the lighter side of the news, and you brought one up. And the nice lady who got the letter from the Queen, how old, or the King, how old are they?
109.
109. And so when you turn 100, right, you know, it's kind of known that you get a letter from used to be the Queen and now it's the King, right, the monarch, right. But I thought I'd mention what happened, and since it's a Z's 4ZZZ's 50th birthday, yeah. I thought I'd mention what happens on your 50th birthday, right? What happens is the government send you a letter, and they send you a packet.
A little.
They want your poo.
You got to give them.
You got to give them the old poo.
Why is that?
On your 50th.
On your 50th birthday, they give you this package and it's got a container in it and you've got to put your poo in it and you send it back to them.
It's the most threatening package I've ever seen. You look at the container and think, I know what's going
to It's a good thing. Yeah. I'm trying to make light of something that is very, very serious.
It's a bowel cancer
test. Yeah, it's a bowel cancer test. Yeah.
I thought they just would have collected them, just had them hung up.
Right. Yeah. So when you turn 50, you get that in the post. yeah.
Well, but, I'll look forward to it.
Well, yes, you got a bit free. Of a wait. Well, by then, it's probably be completely different, you know. But yeah, it's free and it's done for everyone. But yeah, it's 4ZZZ, you know, it's like what would be considered the bowel cancer of 4ZZZ?
As the
Ethernet cables.
Yeah,
bit of an incident upstairs with that.
What's okay, the well, there you go.
I mean, as the newsroom coordinator, oh, Brisbane Lions got to be a... that is a joke. Please don't take that seriously. We love it.
Well, thank you for that. And it's always nice to have a lighter side of news. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks again for having us on.
Yeah, and look, we're going to go to some requests now. The first one is a request from Bill. I was looking in the mirror and I thought, oh, this would be a great song on Workers' Power today on 4ZZZ.